The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Recently, the Business News Hour was once again invited to take part in the Iowa Experience presented by the Iowa chapter of the American Marketing Association. Over 120 business owners, managers, marketing pros, and agency types attended the full-day event that was titled Navigating the Changing Marketing Landscape. And they came to learn about the latest trends in things like content, strategy, video, social media, consumer habits, and more. We caught up with Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital, who did a session on communication skills, both writing and verbal. Here's that conversation. And now with us at the AMA, that's the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter, is Nick Westergaard. Nick is with Brand Driven Digital, and he's a speaker at the program today. Nick, welcome to the Business News Hour. Welcome back, as a matter of fact.
I was going to say, thank you for having me back.
Yeah, good stuff. What are you talking about? What are you going to tell folks today at AMA Iowa Experience?
I am talking about talking.
Talking about talking. That's scary.
No. Well, it's a little different. I talk a lot about branding and marketing, but this past year for the University of Iowa's Tippie College of Business, I've been developing some new content on what we're calling business communication, which is writing and presenting, because it's an in-demand skill that employers want, and it's also a skill that emerging MBAs are wishing that they had more of in their education. So we're trying to close that gap a bit, and I am, like Hall & Oates, playing my greatest hits here afternoon at AMA.
So, Nick, when we talk about communication and writing and speaking, what is it that most people don't seem to understand about that?
I think really the essence of both is planning and preparation. I think we are in a first draft culture, and we have new technology tools that have kind of hastened those first drafts from going out the door before they should, or if it's speaking up in front of people before they should. And I think tools like email, which make it incredibly convenient to be here at an event like this today, also encourage fast and sometimes less thoughtful communication. And the problem, if it sounds like more time to say it right the first time, the problem comes in corrective communication on the other side when someone didn't understand what you were writing, what you were presenting.
And so the idea is to be crystal clear with whatever it is. You can be brief, but you've got to be able to drive through all the clutter.
Exactly. In fact, the framework that the curriculum's built on is being clear, so clarity, concise, short and sweet, professional, and persuasive. So it has to move the needle. You have to accomplish what you're setting out to do.
And we may as well plug something that you've got going on, too. You've got a book release coming up.
I do. My second book is coming out this May. It's called Brand Now, How to Stand Out in a Crowded, Distracted World.
And we are distracted, and it is crowded.
It is. It is that in many ways, whether it's writing, speaking, or the brands that we're building.
You know, we had Marianne O'Brien on just before you this afternoon, Nick, and she was talking about, is brand loyalty dead? And her supposition is, yeah, if brands do not listen to the customer and then make that a personal relationship.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. I think that brands can't assume that that loyalty that they've had for years and years that they've been able to count on is always going to be there unless they adapt to how customers' lives are changing as well, and what we're looking for and what we value being different than maybe it was for so many years before.
And there's so many platforms in which to do that.
Exactly.
One of the things, and I know that you're in the digital space as well, one of the things that we've seen so many companies, so many brands attempt to do is utilize whatever those social media platforms are as their own private broadcast facility.
Yeah.
And that really tends, I think, to drive consumers away because you're just talking about yourself, 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 and you're not bringing the story back home as to the benefit to the consumer.
Well, you have to watch that signal-to-noise ratio,
yeah.
You know, that you are providing content that is valuable to your customers, that's not always about kind of you at the center of your own universe as well. You know, what are your customers struggling with? How can you provide helpful information that might not sell your product today, but helps build that goodwill that's going to sell it tomorrow and hopefully for years to come too?
Nick Westergaard, ladies and gentlemen, he is at the American Marketing Association Iowa Experience. We're talking all about marketing and branding. It's been a pleasure to be here all day. Nick, thanks for doing this. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We'll have you back, like maybe next month.
Awesome.
And we can spend the whole time about your book.
Perfect.
Because it sounds like this is something that would resonate with lots of businesses.
Absolutely.
Once again, that was Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. You want to hook up with Nick? It's easy. We've got links to all of that on the radio blog. You want to hook up with us? You can do that as well. It's at @IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. More from the NewsHour coming up next.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head, over, oh, but it's you.